We have heard from our listeners, and bathroom talk is a no-go. Bathroom reviews.
Have we actually?
Yeah, no. Two people do not like the segment.
Oh.
So sorry, guys. We might cut that one. If we do have any avid bathroom review listeners, let us know and we might bring it back. But
we might have to do like a separate podcast for it.
Yeah, start off a bathroom review podcast. How have you been?
No, not too bad.
Yeah,
actually, pretty tired this past week. Mm-hmm. Past few weeks actually have been pretty hectic. I think I'm kind of the reason why we haven't been doing the podcast.
It's been pretty full on. I mean, we've been trying to catch up. We haven't. Both of us have been busy. We caught up last night for like the first time since recording the podcast.
Yeah.
So, man, life.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Gets hectic.
Well, in the time since the last podcast, for some reason, we didn't get many listeners. But in this last like week, it's just boosted up. Like, I think we've got like 20 new listeners just this week. When we haven't been releasing anything, so I don't understand it. But thank you everyone from the UK that's listening. We have like so many UK listeners now.
Well, who are the other group of listeners you think last time?
Morocco.
Mm.
Yeah, we got still some real full-on Moroccan fans, which is awesome. But yeah, let us know if you are out there, because we see numbers, but we don't know if those numbers actually mean people. So get in touch with our email address, or I just made a Discord. I don't know if we're going to use it.
Did you actually?
Yeah, we've got a Discord channel for Collectania of Everything now. But who knows if we're going to use it. It's there. We've got like a suggestions tab. You can chuck stuff in, or we can discuss the latest app there.
Sweet. I didn't even know we had that.
Yeah. I'll invite you to it.
Okay, sweet.
But for this episode, something that we talked about in I think the first episode of the podcast, but something we were thinking about doing at one point was a podcast looking into strange mysteries and legends or monsters and things like that.
Yeah.
And we thought that might be all that we did. It was something that I was very keen on, because I love looking into random mythology.
And I quite like hearing about it, but I'm not one for doing all the research and looking fully into it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It could have worked as a podcast, but it would have been a lot of me just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is what this episode's going to be,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. We'll see if it still works or not, because I have gone and researched a bit of a New Zealand cryptid that a lot of people haven't heard about. And a cryptid's a creature that some people think may or may not be real.
There aren't a lot in New Zealand.
There aren't a lot.
But are there even any more than this one that you found?
No, there are a few. Well, there's like, you know, the moa bird, like the huge two-legged moa. Some people think that might be still around, and it's been seen like quite recently in a few places. So there's random stories like that. But I don't think we have many specific other cryptids than this one.
I do know of one, actually. It's not really a cryptid, but it's more of like a... There's like meant to be a really big black cat somewhere in the South Island that people will see.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's like people think it might be like a panther or something, but
yeah,
that's the closest to a cryptid
that's
in New Zealand.
That's our fun cryptids we've got over here. Big cats and...
Big birds.
but I've looked in depth in one, and I guess we'll kind of just talk about it, and we'll see if it works. We'll see if our Once Upon a Time podcast idea would have succeeded. But yeah, so the cryptid that I've been looking into is the I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm scared now. The Mohoi Man.
We looked it up before because we're trying to figure out exactly how to pronounce it.
I've called it Mohel Man my whole life, but Mohoi Man.
We think that's how you pronounce it.
We think so. It's either Mohau, Mohoi, or Mohu.
I think Mohoi. We watched a video of someone talking about it, a very short one before the video. Mm-hmm. Before this, just
to
see
the Ghibli
someone
situation
else,
all over again.
To see someone else pronouncing it, and they said Mohoi, and it sounds right.
Yeah. Mohoi, man.
But it doesn't seem right when I look at the spelling. I don't know.
I know. Mohehau, the Mohoi man. And it's supposed to be a massive ape-like creature. It's New Zealand's Bigfoot, pretty much. So, America has the Bigfoot being seen around the place. Himalayas have the Yeti. Australia has the Yowie, and, like, China have the Yeren. This is our big ape.
I didn't know all those other places had
them. Yeah, I'm a bit of a nerd. But yeah, pretty much every country has their kind of...
Where's the Sasquatch then?
I think the Sasquatch is just another name for...
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah. Or I guess any of these things are Sasquatches. I don't know. That's a question that I need to look into. I mean, I don't even know how this thing was pronounced while I was researching it, so here we go. But Hamish, do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't know. I want to believe.
You want to believe? You want to believe this kid? Because I don't know. I believed in like everything when I was a kid. Like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster and everything. And I don't know.
I think it's fun to believe in all that sort of stuff as a kid, but...
I still want to.
I believe that in Loch Ness. At least I believe that it...
Something used to be there?
At least used to be there.
Yeah.
I would say. I'm fairly happy believing
like
that.
A plesiosaur or a dinosaur somehow survived.
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
Probably died off now. And the same thing could be Bigfoot, right? Like there was the Gigantopithecus monkeys or something that were...
Yeah.
Actually documented prehistoric large apes.
Yeah. Well, my issue with like Bigfoot compared to like the Loch Ness is that there have been thousands of sightings just in that one area, and there's a good reason why you can't just go and find it. It's because, well, if you really look into it, this is the only one I was a little bit of a nerd about.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can remember all the details, but I remember that being told that at the bottom of Loch Ness, the ground is kind of like crimpled up like a raisin almost. Like there's heaps of crevices and little valley like things. It's all like lots of places to hide, basically. Yeah. And apparently the water itself is very muddy and hard, well, like murky, and it's hard to
like. It's super deep as well,
and it's very deep.
Yeah.
I remember being told as a kid, and I don't know if this is true anymore. I don't know, but like that everyone in the entire world, and you could fact check me on this because I'm not entirely sure anymore, but everyone in the entire world, if they were standing like on top of each other's shoulders and were like jam packed like sardines, could all fit in Loch Ness.
That's insane.
That's what I was told, but I could easily be remembering it wrong.
That's correct. Well, I just looked it up. It doesn't measure it in people, but it measures it in kilometers.
Yeah.
And it's 56.4 kilometers squared, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd work, because I don't know how, but that I think probably wouldn't account for like little... an average sizing for people, because some people are very, anyway.
Yeah, who are you measuring?
I just remember it was around when I was looking into lots of the Loch Ness stuff, I was a little kid, I just remember someone saying it, and it sort of stuck with me. You know those weird facts that stick with you as a kid? Yeah. It was one of them, and I'm like... it's just one of those like fun things that you have in your head, and then when you're older and you try and share it, you're just like, wait a minute,
where did I hear this?
Where did I hear this? Yeah. Was this true?
I agree with you. I believe that something was in the Loch Ness. There's too many crazy stories and legends for it not to be, right?
Yeah, but there's also so many theories about the reason why it could be hidden away. I think someone else had a theory. Some people had theories that there were like sort of like underwater tunnels that could lead up into the mountains around there. That could lead up into the mountains around there, where it could be like some kind of cave that it could go into and have air. And
because I think there was stories of the Loch Ness like walking on land as well, like being able to cross roads and people seeing random things.
So I think the general idea is that it could possibly be like some kind of mammalian or
like a Godzilla type.
Well, air breathing, not like no gills. So basically, it has.
That's why people see its head come out.
Yeah. Done. But, like, there's so many spottings for it to be, in my opinion, for it to be fake. But then the thing is, as soon as it becomes, like, really popular, like, of course, there's going to be heaps more sightings because people want to see something.
Well, I just saw a log. It must be the Loch Ness.
But there was, like, submarines that were sent down there at one point to try and figure it out.
Yeah, I've heard of expeditions like that.
They couldn't see anything because the water was too murky. It wasn't that they didn't find anything, it's that they couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
There were actually, I think from some of those, there were actually photos taken of some weird flipper things that were moving in front of them, something moved past them. And those pictures, very unclear, but people can try and do little outlines and it looks like some big, like, triangular-looking flipper that went past. I remember being like really. Like,
I was into it as well. I had like a blog about things like this.
Yeah,
like,
it's really interesting, but
there's just so many stories. And,
The just... the issue I have then with the Bigfoot, though, is that there aren't really that many reasons that I know of why it hasn't been spotted.
Like, especially people, in this day and age, right?
Yeah, and people go into those places where they're meant to be all the time, and they're always like, they're camping out trying to actually hunt this thing down and find it, and there aren't,
yeah,
like, there's TV shows about it.
Exactly, and there's nothing. And maybe they hear a sound at night, that's all that's yeah. there.
But I mean, I remember seeing actually, like, when those TV, I don't know if they're still going, but when they were going on TV, I remember always seeing the ads and stuff. I think it was on Discovery or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was always just like, there would be these people with, like, poor quality cameras in the middle of the night. And it's sort of like, what's that camera, that sort of filter that they use at night?
Night vision.
Sort of greenish. Is that just night vision?
It's like night mode. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, looking at their faces, and they could hear this noise, and they're like, look off, and they're like, oh, that was a Sasquatch.
And then it, like, cuts, it's like, yeah, next week on TV2.
Yeah, but it's just like, how do they know that was a Sasquatch? They never actually found one and then watched it make a noise. They just
it's just a random noise. What do you have to measure it against? But there's things like, have you seen the Patterson Gimlin film?
No, I don't think so.
Massively, it's the most popular, like, Bigfoot film at Bluff Creek in America.
Yeah.
Of Bigfoot just, like, walking, looking, and then, like, walking off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I actually have seen that.
And it's, like, so many people have studied it, and apparently for that size and the way it walked, it's no way that it could be a man or a person in a costume.
Yeah.
Like, it's never been debunked, as many people look at it. So you don't get, like, much evidence nowadays, but you get random things like that that just no one's been able to account for.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I believe that at least something's there, was there at one
point. Was
that
one of the more earlier footages of the thing, or is it been in legend for ages?
It's, I have a tendency to
when it comes to these things, believe the older legends and stuff and footage of it before it became, like, a huge popular thing.
It was one of the older ones, yeah. It was before it was massively popular. I actually want to see it real quick. This is going to be great podcast content. But I'll chuck the Patterson Gimlin film in the show notes. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
I think I'm throwing us off the
the Mohoi, man.
Mohoi.
But just the way that the walks and the movement, no one's been able to debunk that it isn't a large ape.
Yeah. What was it? Is it someone holding, like, a camera and watching them?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was
something set up for something.
No, I think it was two guys, because the proper film, that was a stabilized version, but the proper film's quite shaky.
Yeah.
And apparently it was, I don't know. I used to know it, but I don't know the story. I think it was two guys just going for a hike or something.
Okay.
And then they pulled out a camera and we managed to get it before it walked off. But I don't know why they didn't keep following it and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. There's things that never make sense with legends and stories, and I guess that's why some people, you just got to believe sometimes.
Yeah.
You just got to have faith that they might be real.
Yeah.
But to get us back on track, the Mohoi, man. Bigfoot's easy. Mohoi, man. So, yeah, it's one of New Zealand's biggest legends, but again, not a lot of people really know about it that much. And it's been seen most prolifically in the Mohoi ranges in the Coromandel.
Is it Mohoi or Mohoi?
I don't know. What was I saying? Mohoi, man. Mohoi, man.
You were saying Mohoi.
The Mohoi ranges.
I know as much as you do.
We're not.
I think it's Mohoi, not Mohoi, but I could be wrong.
Mohoi. The Mohoi Ranges, which is a mountain ranges in the Coromandel. And that's, like, literally 5 hours from where we are, where we live. Like, where this creature's been seen, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but I think 5 hours, I feel like for a lot of people who don't live in New Zealand, doesn't seem like that far away.
Yeah.
But in New Zealand, that's quite far.
Yeah, very true.
It's 5 hours.
Oh, man, it's like furthest I've traveled a long time. Yeah, when you got the States and things.
Yeah.
Or you guys in the UK, flip. Insanity. Yeah. But the name Mohoi is the Maori name for the highest peak in the mountain range at the tip of the Coromandel Peninsula.
Yeah.
And apparently this peak is like a sacred place, and it is a traditional burial place where a great canoe captain was once buried.
Okay.
And there's a old Maori legend of mythical creatures that live there and guard it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And these mythical creatures are wild, violent men with long, bony fingers and long, dirty hair. And they're they're said to have to kill their prey or kill anyone that tries to get up there with their fingernails and then eat them.
Sounds pleasant.
Yeah, great. So we have the story.
People go up there hiking for fun.
Yeah, exactly. So it is grounded in like some kind of Maori legends or stories.
Yeah.
It's not just something that people have kind of seen and out of the blue come up with.
Yeah.
Like, it does have some, and who knows if these legends or stories are true.
Yeah.
But like, I guess kind of everything kind of comes from some kind of truth. Like, there's probably a canoe captain up there.
Oh, yeah. Who knows if there's
mythical creatures.
Yeah.
But I have a few. So what I've got here, what I've got listed down is a few of the documented sightings.
Yeah.
That we can kind of read through. But there hasn't been much. Like, no one really...
Well, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. No one really searches for this thing, which is pretty crazy. I mean, we've got our own front door. It's in New Zealand. This is cool. But, okay, first one was from in the 1970s, 1980s.
Yeah.
No specific date, but it's around time where gold miners were in the area looking for a place to stake their claims, find some gold.
Yeah.
And they made their way from the townships of Thames and Waihi. And it wasn't long before stories of these large bushmen or large ape-like creatures began doing the rounds around the whole like gold mining community. And there was reported, people reported being scared by large human-like creatures in the bush. And then there was random tales of prospectors being killed and mauled by a creature known as the Mohoi Man.
Mohoi.
Mohoi. The Mohoi Man.
I shouldn't be correcting you because I don't know.
And it was, they said that they would... Okay, so they found a headless, partially devoured body of a prospector randomly one day. And they blamed it on the Mohoi Man. And then later on, further up the foothills, a corpse of a woman was found. And it had been discovered she had been dragged from her shack where she lived while the remainder of her family were away. And her neck had been snapped.
Ooh.
So, I tried to look for...
So these are gold miners, you're saying?
Gold miners, back in the 1980s.
So you're sure this is...
Wait, not 1980s, the 1870s.
So. Yeah, 1980s.
You gold miners. But
you sure this isn't like people trying to like just steal gold?
Yeah, I don't know. Right? Yeah, it's like rivaling camps.
Yeah, that's a bit brutal. I feel
it's pretty brutal. Taking a woman and stabbing her neck.
More likely just be like outlaws or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. It
but
could
do
be
we
anything,
even have
really.
That news? Like, did we ever have much of that? News?
Surely we had some bad dudes. But yeah, and again,
I feel like I watched too many like Western, where it was like gold mines and stuff. It's like, it's
what we think of gold miners is a lot more like adventurous than it probably was.
They're probably just in the creek with like,
exactly. And again, this is the 1870s, so there's not much document, like, who knows if that's even true. Those are just stories from the time.
Yeah.
And then that brings us to the 1950s, so quite a large jump. And this is an excerpt from the Taranaki Daily News on Tuesday, the 5th of February, 1952.
Okay.
It's titled, Strange Hairy Creature Reported on the East Coast, Believed by Some to be a Gorilla.
Yeah.
And it reads, persistent reports from Coromandel Peninsula say that a strange hairy creature thought by some to be a gorilla lurks in the back of the Wairoa in the wild bush county of the Mohoi Range. When Dr. Ray Norman of Waikawau and Mr. Douglas Taifahana of North Auckland were pig hunting in the area, they said they caught a fleeting glimpse of a hairy man or a possible gorilla running along the track. Mr. F.W. Weslick said tonight that about 30 years ago, a ship was lying off Wairoa which had a young gorilla as a mascot. The animal was said to have left the ship and got ashore. Since then, there have been repeated rumours of strange occurrences in the hills. Stories deal with night intrusions into camps, dogs bristling and snarling because of strange presences, and mysterious footfalls in the bush. A hunter, Mr. H. Beasley, has found a cave of evidence of a man or beast living under primitive conditions which contained bones of animals presumably eaten raw and collections of shells. It was possible but highly improbable that the strange hairy being, believing to be lurking in the Mohoi Ranges, was a gorilla or in fact any species of the ape family. The director, R.W. Roach of the Auckland Zoo, just said tonight, if the strange creature did exist, it was more probably a member of the baboon family. He would regard the story as more feasible if someone had discovered footmarks or a nest in the treetops, very much larger than that made by any known bird. Mr. Roach completely discounted any suggestions that the cave that had been discovered by Beasley was likely to have been the home of a creature. All members of monkey families lived in nests built in the treetops, although they spent most of their time on the ground, he said. So that's it. That's the whole excerpt from the 1952 newspaper clipping.
Now, my question for last one, the last, like, I just thought, realised that...
Back to the gold miners?
Yeah, back to the gold miners. I find it interesting that they don't name the people.
Yeah, this has some very specific names of doctors and
I know
hunters.
It's like older, but they still would know.
Yeah.
They would put down names and stuff, you know, like...
And I couldn't find any anywhere looking for it.
Yeah. Like, but then the other thing is that do we know where this cave is that this guy found? Are we allowed to go there?
It doesn't say. And I again, I looked for more details on specifics and the Mohoi Range. No one has specific... Someone just found a cave. What I found really interesting is...
How big is the Mohoi Range?
Pretty massive, I think.
I don't know. I just feel like, from the sounds of it, they found something very interesting, even if this... It isn't exactly what they're thinking.
A cave full of bones and shells. Like, that's... Something was there.
Yeah.
I'm just looking it up. It's... Nah, no specific... Oh, hold up. 77,201 hectares?
That's...
I don't know. That means nothing to me. Is that lots or is that not much?
It's pretty big, but I don't really have anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
I know it's big. I know that that's big, but like, I don't know how, if that's big for a range or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? But this story, and the 1952 story, and that article is very interesting to me because they make mention of 30 years before then, a ship lying off the coast, which had a young gorilla as a mascot, which is said to have escaped.
What? How many years before then?
30 years before 1952.
So, like, 1922?
Yeah.
Well, when did we have ships coming in with gorillas as mascots?
I don't know. Yeah. What does that mean, a gorilla as a mascot? They just have pet gorilla on the ship. Is that what it...
That's just weird. So, we did, at one point, have a gorilla running around in our...
So, a gorilla escaped, which they didn't find.
Yeah, but...
Again, that's after the gold mining. So
gorillas don't really eat, like, flesh, though, do they? They
not that I know of. I mean,
I know baboons do, and that's why they probably why the guy said that.
Yeah, because it's interesting. It's interesting that I also didn't know this, but all members of the monkey families live in nests built in treetops, although they spend most of their time in the ground. Like, I had in my head for some reason gorillas.
Is that gorillas as well, though? Like.
I must look that up, because gorillas probably aren't part of the monkey family, are they? They're more apes.
Well, okay. I don't know if it's... I don't know enough. Is it, like, is there a difference between... is monkey family apes as well?
Let's have a look. Male gorillas tend to sleep on the ground, although they're purposely able to climb trees despite their weight. So I don't know why that was included.
Hmm.
Primarily, gorillas dwell on ground and can only spend 5 to 20% of their daytime in trees, in contrast to their primate counterparts.
Yeah.
But I guess what this guy was saying...
Oh, I think he might be more talking about than the...
Director Roach of the Auckland Zoo talked about the cave, right? It looked like someone had been living in cave.
I think it's more that he was saying that it seemed more likely that it would be a baboon, and then maybe baboons live mainly in treetops?
Yeah.
Because it seems more believable that a baboon would be eating some stuff like that.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like the gorilla probably just didn't find enough food and they starved or just...
It does like bring to my mind though, like, why don't people check in trees for Bigfoot? I've never like even thought about that. It's always, everything seems to be on the ground. But if it's some kind of ape that do spend time in trees, there you go. But that's really interesting. Like, they give a reason that it could be. The Mohoi man could just be a gorilla that had escaped.
In which case, it wouldn't be around anymore, would it?
Yeah, that's the kicker. Okay, so from that we go...
And also, that means that the older stories are fictitious, or... Is that the right word? Fictitious?
Not real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're definitely not that
just,
gorilla.
Or at least not associate, like, they're different things.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the next one's in 1972, which was a sighting made by another two pig hunters. They said they saw a large creature approximately 150 meters away from them. When they reached the place the animal had been, all they found were huge human-type footprints, 35 centimeters long.
Okay.
So that's all that we got on that information. But yeah, 1972, which is not far from the 1952. Like, if it was this escape griller, sure, it's still there, probably.
Yeah. But then, don't they have more, like, hand... Do gorillas have... They have more, like, hand feet, don't they? I know monkeys and stuff do, again. Yeah. I'm pretty sure gorillas do, but, like, yeah, they do. They totally do.
I think they totally do, but the thing is...
I think theirs is slightly different to a monkey's.
I think that's part of the Bigfoot, like, thing. Legend, is that they do have man-like feet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying is, like, depending on the footprint that they found, it's probably not an ape.
The gorilla that had escaped.
Yeah.
Right. That's, yeah, it's very true. I'll go through the next couple of these because they're real, real quick ones.
And you got to remember that the gorilla that escaped in the 1920s.
Yeah, true, not the 1950s.
And we don't know how old it was at that time.
So, flip, 1920s to 1972s.
So what's that, 50 years?
50 years difference.
How long do gorillas live for?
Yeah, let's have a look at that.
In an environment that's probably not... Like, I don't know if we have that many, like, stuff just growing that they can...
Gorillas live 35 to 40 years.
Look at that. There you go.
There you go. So it can't be, couldn't have been the same gorilla. So we got these stories from gold miners before this time. Then we've got, hey, there's been some sightings, but a gorilla has been, could be loose. It could be a gorilla. But then the gorilla would have definitely died and we've got sightings again.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The gorilla probably wouldn't have even survived from the 1920s to 1950s. Cause that's
yeah, you're right. Like, that's probably reaching.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be taking, like, a baby gorilla. It must have been.
Oh, it could have been, though.
Yeah, it's probably easier to have a baby gorilla mascot than a full-sized one on your boat.
Yeah. That would be the only chance that I can see of it surviving that long. Yeah. The 1950s.
Totally. Okay, so
they only found the cave, right? They didn't find any other...
No, cave with bones and, like, animal remains and shells.
Yeah. And that's so I guess they could have found...
But there'd been sightings around that time as well.
It doesn't seem likely that a gorilla would start eating flesh. I don't know. Again, that's something we've got to look up, I guess. But
yeah.
It doesn't seem that likely that a gorilla would be. Otherwise, it seems more plausible. It does seem plausible that the gorilla could have gone there and, you know...
Just survived for a while.
Survived for a while and they just found it's the remains of...
Gorillas stick to vegetarian diets, feeding on stems, bamboo shoots and fruits. Some types of gorillas, however, have an appetite for termites and ants. So, I don't know if a gorilla had to, would it go for meat? Trying to survive in, like, caves? Who knows? It's pretty... The whole thing now seems pretty far-fetched that it was that gorilla, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next we got 1983. This one's interesting. A group of seven creatures were seen by two trampers. These beings consisted, said the two men, of three juvenile females, a juvenile male, 2 5-foot-tall adult females and 1 adult male of about 6 feet high. The homids were dressed in animal hides, probably cow, and they were watched from behind foliage 15 meters or so above a gully as they worked their way along the edge of a rocky creek. The sighting lasted several minutes.
Hmm.
A family of, like, ape-like homids wearing cow hides? And it looks like sounds like a whole family.
Yeah.
But then again, I was looking for more information on this one, and we don't have anything. And that's the 1980s. Like, we had cameras in the 1980s.
Yeah, but not everyone had one with them. Especially, would they be like...
Really? Do people not have... I guess that's still
1980s,
like,
no.
Man.
You know, people don't only started...
I'm sure my age.
Like, only ever... Like, you remember
became
that?
Became a common thing probably late 90s, or...
For everyone to be carrying them around with them.
True, people only are carrying cameras now because they've got phones, right?
Yeah. I mean, when did phones start having cameras on them? It was like...
Yeah, and even back then, you'd probably only take a specific camera with you if you're going on, like, a big trip. If you're just going out for a hike or something, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, and the cameras wouldn't have been good enough quality to be able to take any good, like, scenery anyway.
Yeah, totally. But that's...
that just sounds more like a bunch of, like...
just, like...
just, like, a family.
Someone out,
like,
in the commune somewhere, just...
It's just the local farmer family.
Oh, just distance from the rest of civilization, making their own clothes from their cows. Simple life.
That sounds weird. That sounds like a very weird sighting, but
it does
it's
sound
still
weird.
Interesting.
But it's...
I mean, I guess if they're going to survive, if you believe that they were there from the... When was it? 1880s, was it? Did you say?
1870s.
If you believe that that these are the same things from back then, and you believe that, And it makes sense that they have to have some kind of family thing going on. Like, there has to be more than one, and there has to be, you know...
Yeah, you know, multiple to be able to have so many sightings over so large a time.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of family going on.
Yeah.
Well, so, not necessarily a family, but there has to be, like, yeah.
It answers some questions, yeah.
Reading going on.
Okay, we have another newspaper clipping next from 1991. So we're getting a bit closer to our day and age. And I've got a picture here. I'll put it in the notes of the show notes. And it's Tourist's Tail Beast. The hunt for the elusive silver beet bandit, the great hairy Mohoi, believed lurking in the dense bush on the west coast, is taking to the air. Coast publisher Les Lissell is organizing helicopter forays into the area for excited Japanese tourists, armed with cameras, gunning for a glimpse of the legendary creature. So it's a group of Japanese tourists.
Yeah.
Someone's taking them out in a helicopter to look for the Mohoi. Sunday News reported last week that a startled Les, enjoying a cuppa in the kitchen of his lake pub, spotted the critter's dawn raid on his veggie patch. When Les yelled out, the man-ape scarpered into the misty bush with an armful of Les's silver beets. So this guy Les saw this kind of monkey-like creature come and steal some of his beets.
He said silver beets.
Silver beets.
Okay. And if you just say beets, I think of beetroot.
Oh, true. What am I thinking? Silver beets like lettuce or like some kind of leafy.
It's just like a really nasty veggie.
Yeah.
And it's just
like, I haven't had it in that long. That's why I don't. Like, who has silver beets?
I used to have it all the time growing up. Yeah.
Can you buy it at like supermarkets? Probably.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think I used to have it because like my grandparents had like a veggie patch and that's what they...
I feel like it must be easy to grow or something.
Yeah, very true. That's why a lot of people grow lettuce and everything, right? This is turning into a gardening podcast. Back to the article. Well,
lettuce is great in salads. Beetroot. Oh, not beetroot. silver beets. it's kind of, I don't know. I don't really know how to have it in a meal that makes it taste good.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I've always grown up eating it because apparently it's really good for you. Or, I don't know. It's good for you. So I always just had it steamed and on the side with other things. And it never tasted that great. It was always the thing you ate first to get out of the way.
Yeah, totally.
So I have not, I haven't had it for like years now.
Save.
Anyway, back silver to Mohoi Man.
Mohoi Man. Busloads of tourists, mainly Japanese, always stop at the lake pub that Les... Well, it says that Les enjoyed a cup in the kitchen of his pub. So Les must own... Coast Publican is what it initially said he was. Is that a publican? Is that if you own a pub?
I don't know.
Publican. Well, it seems like he owns a pub and there were some Japanese tourists.
Yeah.
Les says, I got the idea when an animated group of Japanese pointed at the Sunday news story pinned on the notice board. Their translator explained that they asked if they could hunt the Kiwi Godzilla, they called it, in a helicopter. So they asked Les if they can hunt down this silverbeak bandit, this Kiwi Godzilla, in the helicopter. The Japanese love monsters. Take Godzilla. They have TV reruns in Japan every week. So Les is discussing the project with a mate, local chopper pilot Mark Reed. We reckon that a Hughes 500 carrying 4 to 6 passengers is the answer, Les continued. $50 a head for a 10-minute spin is a good deal. They'll love it. Mark can take along his tranquilizer rifle, and when we spot the Mohoi, bingo. We'll make a mint. So that's that newspaper article, which is the official thing. I can't find anything about what happened
in the 1990s.
1991, I think. Mm. Yeah. But
they obviously didn't find it.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't hear anything, they didn't find the Kiwi Godzilla. Mm. 1991, stealing silver beets. We get another appearance of the Mohoi Man.
Why the silver beets?
I don't know. One second it's eating animals and leaving bones, next it's going for silver beets.
Is that the last sighting?
No. So we've got three more.
Okay.
I'll try to get through them fast. Rex Gilroy, an Australian Yowie expert, travelled to New Zealand in 2001, intrigued by the information gathered about the Mohoi. He self-funded a project that lasted for a month where they searched for it. Gilroy and his wife found 3 fossil footprints in the gorge, enough information to convince her that there was indeed something to these stories. On a remote forest track in the National Park on the east coast of the North Island, they uncovered a number of faded tracks in a patch of soil, which led them a few yards away to discover that 2 were clearly visible and worth casting. And then we got information about the casting. So these left and right foot impressions measured 29.5 centimeters in length with 13 centimeter width across the toes, 10 centimeter width at midfoot, and 7.5 centimeter width across the heel, making the owner about 5'6" in height.
That's a lot shorter than the Bigfoot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, some stories. Again, we don't really have anything to measure it against, but a lot of, it seems to fluctuate a lot.
Yeah.
But again, this could just be footprints of a 5 foot tall dude walking around in the gorge or the...
Yeah.
Or anyone. Like, I don't know. And then in 2013, Haunted Auckland, which is a group of people in Auckland who look into like paranormal stories and stuff like that, visited the Coromandel Ranges to conduct a brief expedition of some of the area. They made their way through the vast terrain to reach a few of the surrounding summits, but they cut the search short due to heavy storms, making the expedition too dangerous to continue on with, and found nothing. So not much for sighting, but just people looking for it in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Last, most recent sighting, Auckland-based man Mark Koppel said his hunt started back in 2015 when he had strange experiences out in a remote area of the Coromandel Bush. Mark Koppel said that he hoped to capture footage of the Mohoi Man, which he claimed was an ape-like creature from the legends. This is what he said. After finding unusual footprints in hard-to-reach places and hearing heavy bipedal approaches, I had the unnerving feeling of being watched, he said. He started wearing point-of-view cameras and making casts of footprints he came across. Since then, the 49-year-old has been on numerous treks to gather evidence in the mountain ranges. I've heard very large scream sounds, I've found footprints, and even had stones thrown at me. I'm dead serious, it's extremely bizarre. I've even heard what's called wood taps, which sounds like a wooden bat knocking against a tree, Koppel said. Recently, back in 2019, he wanted to make a documentary about the hunt for the Mohoi Man, and he tried crowdfunding it on Kickstarter. And I just checked today, like, I just looked it up before during this podcast now to see what happened to this Kickstarter documentary. And back in 2019, it reached $65 given to it out of its $5,800 goal. So nowhere close to getting this documentary made. Nothing ever came of it.
Man.
But I looked up this guy, Mark, and he's still on Twitter. He still posts about the Mohoi Man, and he still lives around here. And he's still, I mean, we looked up the video about the pronunciation before this, and he was the guy. So I think he's the most recent one that's been looking into this. But that kind of brings all the sightings to a close, all the main ones that we've got a bit of information about.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Well,
they're all over the place.
It like, definitely seems like there must be something there. But my mind keeps going to people, like, it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like a good place for someone to trying to, like, detach from society could go to quite easily.
Yeah.
And the fact that it isn't some 8 foot tall creature that's obviously not human.
Yeah.
By the footprints, it just sounds like it could be a person running around.
I mean, it's just a 5 foot tall, hairy guy stealing silver beets wearing cowhides, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? It does, like reading through this and looking into it, every story has some very, like, different things.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to put it down to just, hey, this is a gorilla, because a lot of the things the Mohoi Man said to do doesn't really match a gorilla. A lot of things doesn't match a man. So it's like...
Yeah. I think the thing is that my analysis from hearing about it, like everything you've said.
Yeah.
It seems very unlikely and unfeasible for it to be an ape or any kind of monkey creature because... There was an ape release that supposedly ran away there at one point, but it would have died ages
Definitely.
Ago.
Definitely, that's 100% now.
Otherwise, there's no other stories or possibility of that happening that we know of.
But only really footprints and stuff, right, recently?
Yeah, so the thing is, it's in my mind, it's either a human, a man just running around in the bush, wearing cowhides or something, or it is... some other creature that we don't know, like
some
cryptid,
prehistorical cryptid thing surviving.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like it's more likely to be that than an ape in my mind
than an escaped ape.
And I know that sounds crazy.
I agree.
But I would say overall, it's more likely to be a man running around.
Yeah.
So that leads me to my... again, as I said from the beginning, I want to believe it's something better than that.
Than a man wearing cowhides.
Yeah. The cowhides bit's the confusing
it's
thing. That
like
one
whole
story.
Family of...
Yeah, I feel like that's the that story that seems like it's more likely to just be a family that
yeah,
these people
like
saw.
Yeah, like disconnected from this completely.
Yeah.
But that leads me into my next suggestion, okay? Why don't we go and find this thing? It's 5 hours away. Why don't we go there? Podcast it.
I'd be interested in going. Yeah.
See if we can find Mark Koppel.
Do an interview or just have him on the...
Fund his $5,800...
Yeah, because we're loaded. Yeah, yeah.
But what, like, seriously, have you seen Blair Witch before?
Have I?
Blair Witch like Project. It's like
I have, haven't I? I'm pretty sure.
Maybe
I have.
A group of friends going to investigate this Blair Witch, and it's all framed and like found footage, them doing interviews of people.
It's all shaky cam, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like I have.
It's pretty spooky stuff. Why don't we do it? Why don't we like take inspiration from it? Go down, take a video.
Take some silver beet.
Take some silver beet. Take some cowhides if they're getting. And then why don't we like actually do this thing? Why don't we just spend a weekend going looking for this?
I'd be keen.
Even if nothing comes from it, we just.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this whole episode, it's just you trying to convince me to go up for a weekend for
this,
a hike.
Which you got me. You got me. My whole reason for bringing this up.
I could be keen if we like. I reckon if we recorded the whole thing, like the whole
do like
process.
At the end of this year, our year one finale, taking this on the road, looking for the Mohoi man.
Yeah.
Let's think about it.
Yeah, I'm down to.
Let's do it. Let us know if you think it's a good idea.
I'm keen for it. It's just whether or not I would be able to.
Yeah.
I think I will. I'll give it. Yeah, definitely. I'll think about it.
I've got a little epilogue here as well. Just another sighting.
Yeah.
Air quotation marks. But my dad actually wrote an article on the Mohoi man at his website, simondrake.com, a while ago, which you should check out. I'll put that in the show notes as well. But he kind of just did a little information about it. The funny thing is, though, that for an unrelated like book competition, he was wanting to win a book sometime, and he had to film a little video. Mm. I think it had to be like horror-based and send it in to see if they win this book giveaway.
Yeah.
And he did this video of him and his friend, like found footage style, shaky cam, just walking into a cave. And then they hear something and get attacked.
Yeah.
And he posted it up on YouTube after he won the giveaway.
Yeah.
I mean, he just decided to post it up and call it Mohoi Man Footage on YouTube.
Okay.
And I checked it today. And it's insane because it's got about 3,000 views.
Yeah.
And it's got so many comments, people asking for like more information. Did these guys survive? Like, I'll show you the video now. And yeah, check it out. It's in the show notes.
This is great for on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, great podcast content. So there we go. We just watched it. Yeah, hopefully he checked it out. But he just posted it up. I think the description says, recovered footage from an old camcorder found in an abandoned mine in the Mohoi Ranges, Coromandel. And I'll read out some of the comments. What's the source of this footage? Who found the camcorder and when? Where was this? Did they live?
It's a bit of a troll video.
So it's so obviously fake, but it just blows my mind that like there are a few people interested.
Yeah.
And there are people who's just going to jump aboard. I guess it brings us all the way back around to random sightings. There's people who believe things like that. So.
And you're one of them.
No, I don't believe that video that my dad made.
No, but you believe all these other sightings. I'm always the skeptic.
You're the Scully in our modern Scully scenario here. But yeah, it's something that interests me. Let us know if you like this format, us kind of like talking about something.
You know, I feel like watching X-Files now. I might have to do that when I get home.
Do it. You got to get into it. X-Files is good stuff. They actually did in the first season.
Yeah.
There's an episode about the Jersey Devil, which is said to be this mythical, like, goat-like demon creature.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I think in the episode, Mulder finds out that it's just a group of humans living in the wilderness.
Yeah.
That are not as, like...
I feel like, isn't X-Files... intelligent like, as the us? First while of it, wasn't a lot of that? There was a lot of episodes where they're, like... there's cryptids and stuff like that, and then they find out it's not actually...
Hey, these sightings were real, but no, it wasn't a Jersey Devil. It was
yeah,
a,
but then later on, it very much gets to, like,
they,
gets real
they spice
crazy.
It up.
They start actually adding in aliens. And
yeah, that's a good show. You got to do it. I'm rewatching it at the moment. But yeah, like X-Files just says, hey, these things are probably just humans out there.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to think about. Loved researching it. And yeah, definitely let us know if you want to hear us go into more crazy things. I'd love to talk about like random unsolved mysteries and things. We're just going to find a good way to do it if this is the best way. Me just bouting off a whole lot of sightings and then us.
How long have we gone for? Oof.
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 Another long episode from the Collectania of everything.
Well, I mean, I think we owe it. We haven't posted in a while.
Exactly. Yeah, this is your.
It's my bad.
3 weeks worth of content right here.
Okay, so now that you've done, is it my turn then next time to do a big
mystery
write-up?
Or legend or cryptid? It's you, dude.
Or no, I mean like next episode is it my turn to do a huge write-up and just.
Well, I don't know. I've had a few ideas. We might not do this, but there's a few ideas. The Academy Awards, the Oscars is next weekend.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could just have a quick random guess at who's going to win.
From there? What? Guess. Oh, guess. I thought you said guess.
A guess. We're getting guests from the Oscars.
I mean, I think we could, but I don't know. I feel like...
The thing is, I've watched a lot of the movies.
I'm joking. Have you?
I've watched a lot of the movies.
Yeah. I don't even keep up with the Oscars, to be honest.
So I don't know if it would be a fun thing to do. I mean, we could kind of just look at them and be like, hey, this is going to win this, this is going to win this. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I could be keen doing that. Yeah.
Other thing we could do is, I know me and you... I've talked a lot about like the state of superhero movies and TV recently. Because we watched WandaVision. We didn't talk about that on the podcast. We watched the new Justice League cut. We didn't talk about that. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier's coming out now. I was thinking maybe...
I think the thing is that I get real like critical about these sorts of shows and stuff. I feel like the reason why we haven't is probably more because I want to talk about stuff that we like and that we're passionate about and stuff like that. Or just that we find really interesting. But I mean, if people are interested in hearing us bag on Marvel and DC,
I like a lot of it. I think you're a bit more critical than me. But
yeah,
maybe we could do a talk about after Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We could just do a recap of everything and our thoughts on it.
Yeah, we could. I reckon we'll see if people are interested.
Yeah, but yeah, join our Discord, email us. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll catch you guys next time. Honestly, I'm dragging you to like the Mohawk Rangers, even if we don't do it for the podcast. We've got to do it before we die, right?
Yeah.
This is like a bucket list thing.
I want to do it at the end of this year. I'd be super keen. I just don't know because like the end of this year would be around Christmas holidays, and I think we're planning on going to Wellington.
Oh, we'll just do it for a random week.
So that's why I'm a bit like, ooh, I don't want to. The thing is, I'm keen to do it, but I don't want to promise for the podcast.
The thing is, as well, if we do a podcast or like a Blair, if we do a Blair Witch style like found footage thing. Do we fake a really bad ending to it? Like, we're attacked and
we'll see
die.
If we have to. We might not have to.
We might actually find this thing. Something. We might be the guys who find it.
Yeah.